And we're now back from recess. Next order of business is a payment request to Metroplex Control Systems. And Dan, in going through this bill, or listening to Renee last week, last week, I asked her to address this because of the amount of money it is and for the service that was provided. So can you tell us, Renee, what this is, the billing procedure of this particular company, and how this came to be?
Okay, they had some issues with the security problem in the Dell and in one of the courtrooms. Metroplex is the company who put the security system in for us. They couldn't figure out what was wrong with it, so they had to be called. And they came down and worked on it, which it was in the hardware, and charged us $3,892.50, and $1,800 of that was travel time.
Okay, so $1,800 is travel time, and that's travel from where?
From Texas. I think it's Houston.
And how did they charge us travel time? I'm trying to look through. Oh, here we go.
I'm sorry, it's from San Antonio, Texas.
So they're charging us $75 an hour.
Right.
And they charged us for 24 hours travel time.
That's correct.
So on-site labor charge is $125.
On-site labor charge would, yeah, that would be
$125. Oh, $125 per hour?
Per hour.
So they worked on this for 22 and a half hours?
That's what they have wrote down here. And I've talked to Terry Shade on this. He was with them. And they actually gave us a discount of $720. The way that I understood it, that it wasn't, no, I mean, they didn't work 22 hours on this, but they're saying that they did. And Terry Shade called them and talked to him about this bill, and that's when they gave us the $720 discount.
All right, let me... Okay, guys, let me restate this, Jim, since you just...
I apologize.
That's all right. Metroplex Control Systems. Mm-hmm. I spoke with this with Renee last week. I've asked her to bring it forth, and she did. We have something that was at the Justice Center, the people that put in the security system. Mm-hmm. We had a problem. Mm-hmm. They drove here from San Antonio. First and foremost, they charged us $1,800 travel time to get up here to work on this. Secondly, they charge this on-site labor charge, $125 an hour for 22 and a half hours, that we question that they were here for that amount of time. And after they received a phone call regarding that, they knocked $720 off the bill, just
can I ask
unsubstantiated.
When we opened the service call, did we know they're driving from San Antonio?
Yeah, we know that Metroplex, any time that they come up here and work, that they do drive from Texas.
And they've come before?
They have come before, but we've never been charged like this before.
Have they always charged us travel time?
I think, Jim, if I'm correct, I think the times that they've come up here before, we were under
warranty.
Is there any other company that can do this business that doesn't have to travel, or do we have a contract with this company?
We don't have a contract, but here's the problem. You could get software. But the problem is the software wouldn't match the hardware because it would be Metroplex put the hardware in, so we're stuck using Metroplex. And
tell me what all the hardware is, a series of cameras, or is it something different?
It's different. You would have to look at it. It's a lot of components. It's a lot.
Cameras, central station.
Yeah. I mean, it's not even that you know, there's like huge, there's huge cabinets with all these components sitting in it.
DVRs and stuff for recording and all that. So it's
very complex.
What was the resolution to the problem?
How'd they fix it? Well, that I don't know.
Did they fix it?
They fixed it, but when Terry Shade talked to me, he said that this guy spent going around in circles trying to figure out what was wrong and had to end up going back around and fixing what he just fixed, if that makes sense. He would go somewhere and do something and then mess that up and he'd have to go backtrack.
Is this the same individual who's worked before with us?
Yes.
I have no problem getting with Renee and working through this from a technology perspective. DVRs are complicated, but they're also pretty universal at some times. So we should find someone closer, because that's not a very reasonable repair bill.
No, it's
not. And I want to know what they've done, actually. It sounded like we did some on-the-job training for them, too.
Right. That was another question that I was going to ask, is if we can't find anybody close to work on this equipment like this, is there a possibility we could have them to come and at least train us for a week?
Yeah. This technology is not very strange. I mean, there's other people who can work on similar stuff, so maybe a few hours over the phone can get some training. And I'd like to call them before we pay. We haven't paid it yet, have we?
We have not paid them.
I'd like to talk to them first.
One of the options should be whether or not we have a signed agreement for services and maintenance and what we're going to pay, and that might make a difference, which sounds like we don't have.
Right.
But I don't want to see a $4,000 bill every month
to fix
camera or whatever it is that he's working on.
It's very expensive. I mean, and this might not, the thing about this is it might not happen like every month, or, I mean, it may not happen again for a while. But it's just that every time this happens, how much are they going to keep charging us?
Well, and it's obvious we're going to have to watch how much time they're spending.
Right.
I mean, if it's in Houston, they could fly up here.
You want to
right
chat
in.
With them about this specific bill?
Oh, I do.
They could fly right up here into Branson for...
Well, I know Austin's $69, so...
Yeah.
I got a direct flight to Houston, don't they?
Oh, we just, yeah, we got, yeah, I mean, San Antonio, Houston, we have a direct flight to Houston now, too.
Yeah. Renee, what we're going to do is Jim has agreed to follow up on this personally, and we'll chat with this company, and we'll start looking at what options might be. I still think that we need to hold this until that discussion's been had.
Okay.
Yep. Would you?
And I'll get you more information on that.
Why don't we chat a little later on and do that. So.
Okay.
That'd be wonderful.
Thank you.
I'm going to take the back part of this. Well, I'll need phone numbers. Why don't you send me some email on all the contact information?
Okay.
You know, I'd like to see if they wouldn't have a area rep or something.
They won't.
Is this next right here?
That's next, sir.
This whole thing?
Yep. That's 11-15. Yes, that entire thing is.
Why Highway Project? Is that this gentleman?
Mr. Simmons, is that right?
Simmons? Yeah. Oh, yes.
Okay.
How are you today?
Fine.
Will you give me some feedback and tell me if this microphone's working? Could you pull that microphone close up? We had some problems
just
with it.
Just tap on it and just see if it...
You can either... I can hear it. You can either stand there or you can take a chair here or over here if you prefer. Whatever you want to do.
Okay. No problem.
I appreciate you seeing me this morning. There's been an ongoing problem down on my property as far as flooding. The landscape has been changed. I made a packet for everybody to read.
Mm-hmm.
John Sutee's done all he can to try to correct the problem. My feeling is his hands have been tied. You do have a gentleman over there that does care about the people in the county, and I don't think he gets any cooperation further up the line.
You're talking about us?
General.
Okay.
You might not know the problem, but I've been in business. A lot of times the buck stops before it hits the proper people. I'm not asking for it to be put back 100%. You can't do that. I've been in construction long enough to know that. But I also don't believe I should have a mess like this. They changed the landscape, which has changed the water flow. The water flow can be corrected.
Mm-hmm.
John knows as well as I do. They've been there several times, make themselves look important, and nothing gets done. And in this last heavy rain, I've had a sinkhole develop on the upper part of the road. I got some better pictures of what the approach.
Oh, yeah. Come on up.
Took 5.5 weeks to go.
I saw that.
Now, my question is, that all that material had to go somewhere down the line. There's other problems facing it now. No.
I want to get one thing kind of lined out here. I may need John's participation in this, mm-hmm. because as Jim asked the question, if it's us that you're visiting, what have you, has this went before the sewer board?
Yes, sir. This has been, there's several issues on Ron's property, from drainage issues or to his car being damaged during construction, to water in the tool sheds that damaged some of his equipment that he uses in his business. So this has been going on for probably a year and a half or longer. The sewer district obtained two easements from Mr. Simmons, one to go up River Rat Lane, and then the other one, I don't know if that's on your property or not, the one on Parmenter. I guess it'd be on the back portion.
Yeah, it's about 6x8 foot area.
Great River Engineering's been out there several times and looked at the issue. The car damage, and it's kind of a chain of events there, but the damage to the tool sheds, different things like that. The sewer board looks at some of those things were during the construction process where LS&C should look at these issues and have some responsibility for. I don't have the letters in front of me, but basically they basically stated that they've done all that they feel that they should do on the property.
John, can I ask you a couple questions about it?
Sure.
It looks like, I mean, I know the car is an issue, but I think your main complaint is water right now. Correct, sir?
Yes.
Okay, so it looks like on one of his documents, it says we raised the road 16 inches above the original grade, which is now causing more water runoff into his property. Did we know that that was going to happen?
Not at the time. We wouldn't have done that if we knew that that was going to happen. The road was raised. The ditch was lowered. That's on the north side. River Rat Lane was deepened considerably, thinking that that would drain the water off and wouldn't create the issue that it has.
So, but we've changed the road elevation. We put a ditch in deeper, and it hasn't fixed the issue.
The issue's still there, but there were some check dams put in that ditch that may have added to some of the water backing up and jumping the ditch.
So, fast forward, you went before the sewer board. Sewer board said what to do with this, to fix this?
Sewer board had Great River look at it. I said, you know, we need to have an answer once and for all. So, Great River and Associates sent their people down there. It was their feeling that this property by the topos is in a drainage area, and therefore water's going to drain to that point. and the gravel.
But we've increased the water flow to this property.
That's what the allege is, yes.
Okay.
We did, the road was raised and the ditch was lowered. The water, according to the engineers, always drained to this site. It's going to be something that's just going to have to be dealt with. It has washed out the gravel road, and there was one statement made, you know, gravel roads, if it rains, they have to be maintained. And the contractor wasn't willing to come back and maintain and keep smoothing the gravel road out after each time we had a rainfall.
This project's still under warranty, right?
Yes.
Did we, excuse me for asking these basic questions, I wasn't aware of this problem specifically. Our engineers signed off on the road being raised?
That was, yes.
Okay. I think first and foremost, sir, you want it resolved. Second is reimbursed.
I'll be honest with you, not necessarily reimbursed. I just like the problem taken care of.
Okay.
It requires, some kind of a retaining wall put back up in there. I'm in the process of buying the back two lots.
Okay.
And right now, about the only thing I can do at the property is raise mosquitoes, to be honest with you. Stands in water, it floods.
It didn't do that before?
No. The water did run through as you're facing up River Rat Lane.
Uh-huh.
The water did run through on the left-hand side of the,
I'm looking for pictures here. I've got a plat or something.
Left-hand side of the property.
Yeah.
The bank goes up.
Uh-huh.
The water did run down and ran on the left-hand side down.
Down this side here. Okay.
Approximately, we had a ditch about 3.5-4 inches.
Okay.
I lived there 30 years, and that ditch never got any deeper. The water ran down. It didn't run hard. It was a constant flow.
Okay.
All 3 or 4 days after it rained. Now, the results are, I get a ditch like this, 2 feet deep or better, every time it rains.
And the road itself that was raised is up here?
This is the back half of the property. This is the front half. But now, there's ruts everywhere. These are old pictures.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I actually got a few more. And it took John probably 4 months or better for them to come in and clean this mess up. This is the way they left my property. They just dumped a bunch of branches there and walked away.
Yeah, unfortunately we're familiar with that.
I had to put a walkway across the ditch because it got deep enough I couldn't get back into the property to do anything. It's just a matter of the problem can be corrected back then. Now, just before the rain, I borrowed a bobcat, and I mounted up about 2.5-3 feet. And it held for a day and a half. But it took that mound of dirt that was 4 feet deep, about 3 feet high. I had big rocks in it. It washed away. It cut a great big ditch in it after about 3 days of rain. There's a lot of water that pours back through it back into their property, which the last 20-some years I've lived there, we didn't have that problem.
So we've done something up. He's alleging that we did something uphill from that.
Well, we took the vegetation out, and laid a sewer line. There's a drainage that comes right down to that property. In looking at some of the past pictures that that Ron has, I would say that drainage stayed over toward the north part of the property. You can see how that drainage was.
Mm-hmm.
And then it went down the shallow ditch line and on right. down. There might have been some erosion there, you know, in this road in the past.
Yeah. Well,
but now that that vegetation's been cleared out, and there's some grasses growth back there and stuff, but some of your heavy vegetation's gone. The water seems to be sheeting off of the grass embankment that they netted down and stuff. And they actually come and went, like the drainage is over here on the north side, they went and built a berm and cut a swell through his property over here to try to catch all this water, take it and get it to the ditch. Well, that wasn't high enough and it just didn't work. So you can look at his road, and he does have some water that is entering up at the top of his drive and running down his drive, and unfortunately is directed toward his tool shed. So he's having some problems there.
And then my neighbor down below, I can't be mad at her. She had
this neighbor
come in, and alongside from starting at my garage down the road, is built a berm of dirt, which keeps it out of her property and out of her house now, but it shoves it all back in my garage. And that's where I keep a lot of my lumber after I kill dry.
Say that.
Well, if you have standing water in the garage, lumber yeah. sucks the water up.
Oh, yeah.
I lost a sale on 4,000 feet of hole.
But you can look at the permitter's property. That road used to be, you can see significantly where it was down.
Yeah.
And then there was a bank there where they had over time, and I think Dave Stewart had helped them reconstruct this, that they had kind of taken care of these issues over time of how they developed their property. And now the road's up even with that, so the permitters have had to bring in some loads of dirt and actually dump it there to kind of deflect it back and get it back toward the ditch. Great River looked at it. Great River said, you know, you look at the topos, it's the lowest point of the property, water's always going to run there. And that's kind of where it got left at. The experts that the sewer district uses are saying that it's just naturally occurring, it's going to happen. So that's where it was left.
But it's different than it used to be.
It's higher than it used to be. The ditch is lower than it used to be. The ditch is meandering down through there. It could look a lot better than what it ended up looking. You know?
It's a design flaw that I think.
It just could have been put back a lot better looking than what it looks. And I think some simple things, if everybody would have been on the cooperation page with Ron way back when, that some simple grading of some experienced contractors could have worked wonders there. But it was just some hit and miss stuff. You know, that we'd finally get them back there. Then they'd work on it for a couple hours and leave, and they just wouldn't really follow through with the whole thing. And on the upper part, you know, we donated some blocks, and Ron, out of his own time, built a wall there to try to help his situation where that other issue is. And we've told him that we'd get him below the gravel, whatever we can do to help him on that upper side. But the lower road is where most of the problem is. But the sewer district's looking like, you know, it's a contractor issue. The contractor's saying that I'm not done all I'm going to do. I'm not going back.
John, putting fault aside, is there a solution that's out there that will take care of this? Do you think there's a solution, Ron?
Yes. I believe it could be 85-90% would be corrected.
How do you think that would, how would that play out? How would it be corrected?
The back end, where it runs off, I'd say it needs to be riprapped and re-diverted over to the original end of the property where it used to run. As much water that runs through there now, the ditches would probably have to stay the depth it is, some way of keeping it clean enough so it can run all the way down to Y Highway. Right now, 90% of the gravel is sitting in a state ditch. It's washed out from the road. As far as it's going to take a little bit of thinking, but it can be correct.
Could you take one of the road and bridge guys out there that we deal with, like Randy,
mm-hmm.
and just see what his suggestions might be to, I mean, we deal with water runoff all the time, mm-hmm. And see if we can't find the solution.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand the contractor and the sewer board saying what they're saying, but it sounds like it sounds like before the project it wasn't like this, and after the project it is like it, and we need to do what's right and fix it. So I'd like to see if we can't get a solution from Road and Bridge and see what they would come up with.
I appreciate that. Somebody deals with it every day.
Yeah. Reindeer, Harlan, or Stottle, or something.
How many feet are you talking about across your property?
Let's see what Randy comes up with. Okay. And then once you get that, once you just send us a note, we can see what see if we need to schedule something or not.
Sure. As far as most of the road goes, probably regrade it, wipe it back out again, fill up all the ruts, and when the crown is back, convert the water over to one side. I think it'd be probably 80% of the problem. The main problem is when they use this area here to store the gravel. When they're all done, all they did was just take the gravel and spread it across all the property. Used to have grass, but they just took it flat out and still hauled off. They did, they raised it up enough to just divert everything from the original drain.
If we need to haul off some excess gravel to get it back to original, if that's one of the solutions, let's look at that.
Tell Randy we want to know what it's going to take. Okay. Let him.
Yeah. To come back to us.
And what do you think? I don't disagree with you two gentlemen that it needs to be. I think it needs to be fixed, but I think it's that it needs to come out of sewer funds.
Well, right now, Dan, all we're asking for is
a solution
so we can talk about it.
And we'll figure out who pays for it. But let's get the solution done first.
Well,
before we turn machine on, we'll find out who's paying for it before we turn the machine on.
Right. That's what I wanted. That's what I where I was going before any corrections made. I want to know if Great River has some responsibility in the design. I also want to know if the sewer board will money up to get the problem fixed.
John should be your contact person. He's going to talk with Randy Hayes, who's one of our Road and Bridge people, and then we'll hear from them.
Thank you for coming
in. Thank you, sir.
These are both Mr. Sheriff Russell's, this one and this one.
Sheriff, would you join us?
This is the first thing on the list.
Got two issues that are up. Number one is the food service management services. And this is, as I understand it, Jim, is something that's bid on an annual basis, right?
Yes.
I guess a question I think it came down to is that it's time to go out for a bid again, and we're staffless.
Actually, we're not due until September.
Okay.
I just have it on to, so we don't get pushed and rushed on it.
Okay.
I have some personnel issues that we have in exec session that's coming up today that, in part, one of them may address this. But certainly we have to. I looked through this for the first time at the end of the week, last week. There's a lot in this. Is this how all counties do this now, or is it?
Well,
are there other options besides
food services? Mm-hmm. Well, there's several options. I mean, you can hire people and do it yourself. This is our most cost-affordable way to do it that we've found in the past, other than, you know, hiring full-time staff and full-time dietitians and purchasing the foods and stuff through ourselves.
Do you have some comments about this and the procedure?
Procedure of the bidding, mm-hmm. or of the foods?
No, of the bidding.
We've got several different vendors we can send it out to. Once we get the specs rolled up and everything, we'll send it out to all the different vendors that do this. get it back in, we'll go over it just like everything else.
When does this need to go out to make your timeline? When do you think it needs to go out?
End of July, probably.
So if we can get personnel adjustments in July, we should be all right.
Get it back in, you know, by the middle of August.
Okay.
To make a decision.
Okay, I got to it. We're...
But as far as this type of food service in jail facilities, it's very common.
I'm looking at a price per meal for the inmate population on page 3.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously the more prisoners you have, slightly less per meal
right.
is what they had bid, I assume. Are there any other costs that are associated with this service other than the one I'm looking at right here? In other words, do they charge us anything on top of this, or this is the full amount?
That's the full amount.
Okay. Well, not bad.
We did a cost analysis on this when we actually switched at one time. There was staffing figured in and everything. I can't remember back. It's when we done the jail.
Yeah.
And we did, as we went out for the first bidding process, there was all kinds of things that we questioned about whether there could be money saved here or there, and this came in as the cheapest option at the time. I don't know whether it still is. If it's time to go back out for bid, maybe we should review something else, but at the time this was, as a matter of fact, I think it was considerably cheaper.
Yeah, it was. The other good thing about it is that you're contracting with a company that does this all the time. They've got full-time dietitians on staff, and so if you get lawsuits over your food, then you've got somebody to stand behind you with it.
Liability part of it's already covered.
So this was a 3-year bid.
Yes.
And are you proposing that's what we do again? Is another 3-year bid?
Yes.
This is really in depth. Do you have any suggestions before we start the process and working this up that would be different within the bid specs itself or that you would like to see addressed differently?
No. It's been working real well.
Just as is. Okay. I don't have any other questions about it, guys.
We'll address it as soon as we get somebody in that department. I was mostly concerned that we were running up against a time constraint. That was my biggest concern.
No.
Jim, I've got next item. It says a line item budget concern.
What that is, back in the budget discussions and stuff, whenever we had the reduction of staff, you all had set aside a $400,000 line item. I believe it's titled as other under the commission.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe Danny's once said that you all wanted to start the slate clean, and those people that were being laid off and retiring early and stuff would be taken out of that line item. So we didn't put none of that in our salaries.
Correct.
The auditor's taking it out of our salaries. So there's no way in the world, the way it's going now, that we can stay within budget.
Okay. You're not going to be the only department then.
Right.
It's everyone who is affected by personnel will get affected.
Will be affected the same way. We brought that up to him, and I mean, at the time that we was doing this in budgets, that was the way it was all set up, and it was fine with everybody, and then all of a sudden now it's changed.
Well, there's way more and other than that, isn't there, than the 400, isn't it, 800,000?
I don't know what it is, but...
In the other, I think, the best of my memory, it was 400 on that. Now, you had another one that there was more in.
Okay.
But for the salaries, I think you put 400,000 in that one.
Rick walked in. We're going to do a budget review on Thursday,
11 to 12.
Could we have some discussion, suggestions of how we could fix that? I mean, I know what the concern is. We got elected officials who are going to go over on the line item and it looks bad because they're doing what we told them to do. And how do we, I understand all the concerns. I mean, but how do we fix it so it doesn't look like that?
Well, talk about it at that time, too, when we put it together?
Well, at the time that we put the budgets together, I brought you the amount to put in the line items to cover those, and that's whenever it was said, no, we'll just put them all in this other line item that the commissioners had. And I'm, you know.
What we did for budgetary practices was wanted to make the reduction within different departments. Had we left the funds within the departments, then we would not have made the reduction for the upcoming or following year. So we established an individual line item to house all those expenses, and it was our intention at that time to have those costs paid from that line item. So if an employee was going to retire on March 31st, we knew that the first 3 months were going to be debited against this line and the last 9 months to come directly out of your budget. Now, that's what we had originally talked about. That's why we set the line up. And we're not doing that, right?
Ron, we couldn't actually. If that was what you were talking about,
yes, that's what we agreed to at budget time. If I'm not mistaken, maybe I'm thinking wrong. Maybe I'm thinking of something else, right?
I don't know that you could have done that because you had already taken these funds already come out of another line before we approved the budget.
Right. We subtracted them from the budget and moved them to another line under other expense. Why did we do that? Why would we put it in another line, is my question. Just if it just sits out there and we don't use it, then we're going to suck from every other budget within the courthouse and they're going to go over budget. And I know that's a concern that you had early, but our concern was not to leave them in the budget. That's why we took them out. Is there a way to address that, Rick, that it can be done that way?
We can figure the amounts that were spent out of the different departments and transfer that money, but it's within that, it's within GCR budget. And
why would it have to be transferred?
We could actually take some of that money out of that line later on. We can do that.
That's what I thought the purpose was.
But you guys will need to tell me how much can come from that line item, 4117 and whichever other accounts you decide to do that for.
All of them where we had budgetary reductions that we transferred it from those budgets to that line is what I would say.
And you're saying as we pay it out.
So for example, if John Doe worked 12 months, the first three we would have paid him out of that line item.
The first one, he was already paid, and he was paid out of the line item that he was originally in on.
Because it was
so
January.
So we're past that. We can't go back and redo that, I don't think.
I'm not suggesting that. I'm talking about what we had talked about at budget time.
Why can't,
I agree with you.
I'm not understanding exactly what you want.
Why can't we just take... Because the last one that we agreed upon was the jailer that's going to retire. Well, actually, we had one that was going to work till October, if you remember right. Mm-hmm. But he retired early,
yeah.
So he's already gone.
Right.
We have one jailer that was going to work till July 9th, and he's still here and still has that. After that date, why don't we go through, figure the amounts, and just do a transfer?
Well,
to cover it.
We can transfer it from one line to another line, and we can show it as an expenditure there, and then we could show it as expenditure again. And it's back to my old railing from January. Pretty soon we're spending several million dollars more than the county has, which quite frankly is what we're telling the public currently. So it's my hope in a short period of time for us to move from that falsity that we're portraying to the public and how much money we really have. However, here was my thinking, Rick. Now help me and tell me technically why I was wrong. I thought it is something that could be done on paper. If you have an employee mm-hmm. we're going to pay X amount of dollars to, rather than taking it out of this line, you take it out of this line.
And we can do that. It would be a matter of figuring. So in other words, Jimmy said, what will happen is some of the amount that needs to come will be taken from, I think,
well, what I was wondering is, can we take, say, person X and just take those expenses off of my budget and transfer them to that line item as an expenditure, now that line item, then it goes away from mine and is under there, so Rick's, you know exactly who it goes to.
Rick's saying the same thing.
Okay, instead of transfer an account type deal.
Move the person.
Move the person.
To it.
Yeah. No. Well, or move the expense of the person.
Move the expenses of the person to this department.
That's what all three of us are saying.
That's what I thought it was.
I believe that will work. You check with Don payroll, make sure it's not going to mess up taxes or something. I don't think it will. But
you could look at that on Thursday. You could let us know on that for sure. But
I thought that was the initial thought of the whole thing.
And then as we go through this, if that's what you guys want me to do, I need to have numbers from you all as to what amounts, or you tell me what amounts are okay for me to take from those other lines.
I'll do that if you'll furnish for me how much we subtracted from each individual department based upon those budgetary cuts.
I can give you all that.
I know each department can do that for me, but okay. If you will do that, then we'll address that with Rick. My concern with Rick early was this. We as a commission were telling the elected officials as these cuts were being made that we're not going to, it's not going to be a reflection, and we're not going to put you over budget at the end of the year if you have employees that work 2 or 3 months and then they leave. We're going to set monies aside for that so that those monies will be covered outside of your budget. And if I'm not mistaken, that's what we told you.
Right.
We had a March 31st date, right?
I'm sorry, I was not clear earlier, Rick.
March the 1st.
February 28th date.
Yeah, but
and
it
then,
was...
then we had a few March, extras of
you had
another
two or three different
that was extended.
And those extras had time-specific
right.
dates
right.
that they were going to retire. And those monies for other were out of that particular line item that was put into that line item so that it would cover that and not put a false sense of budgetary items on the particular office. It was that's what I thought we were doing. I mean, I thought that's the way it was working, but maybe.
I think we'll be able to work this out with Rick if we can make a determination
we'll
of different.
Yeah. It'll be a matter of how we have to do it. I mean, you know, I realize that if it doesn't work with payroll, we take it out of there for the tax purposes, then we're going to have to document somewhere that you know.
Which, of course.
Any department that didn't, you know, they're over because of this, and
well,
if it's their fault, they shouldn't be responsible.
Let me ask a question, because benefits are not contained within the individual budget. No. They come out of another line anyway. So when we're only talking about the amount of dollars that would have gone to that individual's salary, and I think that it's just manipulation of paper. We take it, and maybe I'm making it oversimplifying. That's the word I'm looking
for. I would imagine Don's going to say, you're making it a lot simpler. It sounds a lot simpler than it is, but I don't know.
Well, I'm good at that.
Which, of course, the taxes and everything.
Come out of someplace. They'll
already be taken out by the time.
Right.
My last person has gone and July. So
that'll be in our discussion
Thursday. If you can get with Don Blue and see if that's how we can do it.
It
seems like the cleanest way to do it. So,
Jimmy, I think you'd heard we're going to have a discussion about the budget, what's there, where we're at with finances, what we think the future holds. We're going to do that Thursday. At
11 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And any input that you have or other elected officials have will be welcomed at that time.
Okay.
You guys have anything else? Or Jim, do you have anything else for us on that?
Nope.
We're going to find a way to make it work.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Thanks.
It may take me a while to understand it, but we'll get there. Gentlemen, is there something else before we stand in recess for?
I don't think we have anything else posted.
Not until 1, sir.
We'll stand in recess till 1 o'clock.